we are being shown a picture that you once might be interested in, because you are asking about money. And so we are being shown this picture where your current president stands up and announces that the United States is broke. He literally has to announce that your country is bankrupt.
This year?
And when that occurs, that will start the diminishing of when he is no longer running on the ticket. Your current president is standing up and saying, this country is broke.
How do I do it?
Well, you once asked the question. We were just given the answer.
Could you tell us about maybe some people who are in the popular consciousness who are much greater forces for either good or ill than we generally know?
We're not against doing that, and yet so much of what you come to do on the earth plane is to develop your discernment. And when we do that, it is like we are cracking the egg to help the chicken out, but in the long run, it hurts the chicken.
Anything you think won't hurt?
And so we are a bit hesitant, yes? You have a new group of people that are going to be coming to the surface, new names. You have a new group, ones that have been quietly working for years. And this group primarily are age 50 and older. Not all, but primarily. And it is as if they didn't hit their prime until they got to be 50. And this group will start teaching and teach differently than the groups before. And so the spiritual leaders, the government leaders, the ones that are highly known today, very few of them will last and be considered the ones that are highly known later. You see? There is a test. And the test for a spiritual leader is can they bring down new information, information that has not been taught, has not been rehashed from someplace else, has not been played or redone or taken a small particle out without the whole picture. And you've got some incredible true teachers coming forward that have quietly been working for years and years and years. And that will be making their materials more known and until they are sought after. And you've got quite a few handfuls of these teachers, and they're not common names that are out there now when we are looking. It is a different group. One of the common names that is out there now that will make it through this transitionary period and is ahead of the game is Richard Bach. He wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Laying low. Because what he's understood now is not only has he gone much forward in his own spiritual development, he realizes that he is so out of touch now with the common person that there's too big of a gap. And so he's waiting for humanity to catch up. And he's enjoying his wife. What can we say? There's good things in life, yes? And so he has written a lot that whether he decides to make it through this transition period or not, the books that he has written that are yet to be published will come out and share great spiritual teachings. So that is one that is coming forward that will start to disseminate some truths and half-truths and through simple stories. JJ's material will become more and more valued. He is coming into where it's time for him to be known. And again, we will say, he's in a little bit of resistance of some of the things he will need to do. Can we say it a third time for you? Interesting people. We don't see Rush Limbaugh changing much from what he does. He will continue to be much the same. Glenn Beck is very interesting because he can go on one side and then have a tangent. He has good intentions, and yet underneath the table we're not always sure what's happening. Can we put it that way?
There'll be a lot of orphaned children.
Yes. Will there be a lot of orphaned parents? Yes. Again, it's your community.
Will there be anything else like a 911 in the near future?
There are many attempts that have been foiled that are not making it into your newspaper because they do not want people scared. And the answer is yes. And yes. In fact, there's more than one.
How far in the future do you see
it? It's coming much sooner than what we would all like.
Terrorist attack on American soil?
Yes.
This year?
There's a high probability for this year, unless it is foiled.
And what?
It looks like Los Angeles, but there will be another attack too in New York.
What is this that I have heard? The kind of love was a setup by our government.
You know, conspiracy theories are wondrous because it separates people, and if you can divide them, you can conquer them. And as much as ones would disagree with us, it is not true. It was a conspiracy, but not by your government. There was some forewarnings of it, just like your government was forewarned about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened. So we will say that there was forewarnings. There was some insight. The same as they had forewarnings and insight that Pearl Harbor would be attacked before it happened. Not much different than that. But it was not your government's doing. However, it was blamed on a man who is no longer here, whose brother is now was killed in his place and quickly disposed of, so that they could now claim 7 years later that this man is dead and take credit for it. But then there is not much that comes out from your government that's very truthful anymore.
Is he dead?
7 years ago. So we'd say he's still dead, according to your definition of dead.
Will New York survive overall? And will it succumb to these floods or burn down or something?
New York's not going to be like New York. No, it will not survive overall. Not in the manner of which you are thinking.
Okay, we're running low on time, so let's take like three more questions.
Do you see any shifts in the power dynamic among the European states?
Yes. The euro, they are struggling to keep it valid. And there will be some shifts and changes there. They're starting new laws because so many of the countries are losing their culture to an overrunning or of influx of Muslims. And it's changing the dynamics greatly. And you're going to find countries wanting to pull out of the European Union. We're not saying that they're going to be successful, but we're going to say there's going to be dissension. And you're going to have countries not wanting to help as much with other countries. Again, many countries are going to become very protective of their own to be able to serve those that are already there versus helping more. And you're going to find new laws. And just watch in the next 6 months, the governments are going to be making crazy rules and laws. And we're going to say that even here in the United States, there's going to be more of a military police presence in many of the states. It's very important that you become almost invisible for a while because you're following all the rules, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, just for a while. But there will be some dissension in Europe. we are keeping our eyes on France. We are keeping our eyes on an area in Africa where there's going to be some real dissension. In Indonesia, there's going to be some earthquakes and flooding. You know, there are certain areas of the country, of the world, that will be hit this year, and then it will switch. But nothing is staying where it's the same areas. It's going to constantly switch. France is in an interesting position. England is losing its power. A lot of England will flood. And England is time is up. It will, you know, it's been strong for so many years and dominant for so many centuries, and its time is up. China wants to be a world power, is in position to be a world power. It will all depend on how well they handle some of the travesty that's coming in their direction, starting with the Yangtze flood. There are some wonderful things happening when you look at people putting spirituality first. Materialism is going to become a thing of the past. We see people abandoning material possessions and not wanting to replace them. It's strange because you're almost in a time period where it's important for you to hoard because things are going to become scarce, and yet on the other end of this, you're going to realize that you don't need a lot of this stuff and things are going to go down to essentials, and you're not going to see a lot extra because people don't need them, want them. Many of you will live into the time period where materialism that owns so many people today is simply not an issue. So, there's going to be tremendous growth. And, again, nothing happens overnight. But it's coming, and it's in many of your ones' lifetimes. All right, dear ones. It has been our joy and our pleasure to be called into assistance by yourselves. We love you, and we honor you. And know that wherever you put your attention and your perseverance, you will eventually reach and produce and reach your point of where you wish to be. The idea is not to give up. The idea is to be open along the way and know that you can fulfill your dreams. Just take it one step at a time. With that, we will take our adieu. Okay.